You're listening to the Confidence Project podcast. My name is Christina. I'm a women's strength coach, anti-dieting coach, and body image coach. And this podcast is exactly what I needed when I was still trying to figure out how to create a life that I could be obsessed about. I was overweight, obsessed with dieting, always in the gym and getting nowhere fast. The Confidence Project podcast is your no bullshit approach to learning how to love your body, love the way you move, ditch your diet forever, and live your most confident life. I'm so excited that you're here today, so let's get into today's show. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. Today's episode might be short, but maybe you're sick of me, and that will be a good thing. I literally just posted yesterday in the Confidence Project Facebook group what your goals for April specifically are. If you're not already over on the Confidence Project Facebook page, group, community, whatever, head on over there now, maybe while you're even listening to this episode, because I have a workbook / worksheet thing for you that's going to be loaded into the file section. You will see a post about that up at the top. Just as I kind of suspected, a lot of us have a really hard time setting goals. And if we have a hard time setting goals, that means we're going to have an even harder time ever getting to our goals, right? So if you're someone like me, I set really, really lofty goals for myself. I've kind of always been that way, with the exception of when I was 19 years old. This is a true story, and it's kind of funny, but it's very real. When I was 19, I had a panic attack about turning 20, and I opened up my computer at the time, which I actually still have, although the computer's old as dirt and doesn't work very well. And I wrote a Word document that I'm pretty sure is 18 pages long, and it was a list of things that I wanted to accomplish by the time that I was 30. And wouldn't you know that almost every single one of those goals was not accomplished, and I'm going to be 30 sooner than I would like to admit. And getting older is something that's always given me anxiety, and I'm not sure why. And it has nothing to do with like getting wrinkles or gray hair or anything like that. I think it's just based on like these goals that I set for myself, and time is getting away from me, and I haven't taken over the world yet. There's not a country named after me. I'm not the ruler of the world. I haven't written a book yet. Like, you know, I have all these like power driven inspirational goals, I guess. And like, here I am recording a podcast with my dog next to me, but it's fine. But all of that to say that since I've become a coach, I work with people on their goals all the time. Like, we're talking about goals all the time, and almost 100% of the time, the women that I work with and the women that I talk to all over the country at this point are awful at goal setting. And it reminds me of who I was when I was 19 years old. Now, if I could sit down now and write this 18-page Word document about what I hope to accomplish by the time I'm 40, which honestly makes me swallow really, really hard thinking about like, oh my God, I'm going to have to start writing down a list of things I want to accomplish by the time I'm 40. Holy shit. Like, it's happening. Time is not stopping. But I would do a lot better. I would do a lot better. So in order to be a coach, you have to get really good at refining the goal setting process. Many women have already left their comments below in that video about the April goal setting thing. And almost 100% of the women set goals the way that everyone sets goals, and it's in a way that's making achieving your goals nearly impossible. This is something that I'm going to attribute to the curse of knowledge, where for me, this seems like 101 stuff. Like, everywhere you go, you can find a new way to set goals, but apparently it's not so elementary that everyone's already nailing the goal setting process. So we're going to take some time right now. You can do this workshop style and write this down as we go, and or just download the sheet that's going to be over in the Facebook group and follow along at your leisure and read through that. It's pretty short. It's under 5 pages, and do it at your leisure. But we're going to take the rest of this episode to talk about goal setting. Most of the time, especially maybe even now as you're listening to this, you've been like rattling off goals to yourself of what you want to accomplish in the month of April. Maybe you want to lose 4 pounds. Maybe you want to get stronger. Maybe you want to be faster. Maybe you need to drink more water, sleep more, feel more relaxed, save more money, whatever. Those goals are fine, but they also suck. because they're not measurable in any way. Like, what does drink more water mean? What does that mean? Like, a thimble more? 20 ounces more? What does that mean? Losing 4 pounds, that's fine. It's measurable. Like, did I lose 4 pounds or not? But that's an outcome-based goal, right? So we're going to talk a little bit more about what an outcome-based goal is. Save more money. Okay, great. You want an extra dollar in your savings account, $100, $1,000. So we have all these issues going on, right? So first of all, the first thing you need to make sure is that your goal is measurable. You should be able to check it off of a checklist, and it should be pretty much like, did I do this today? Yes or no. It's very simple. Did I drink more water is very, very hard to measure, and it's relative. So if I were to tell you to drink more water, I'm using like my scope of perception. I'm going to expect you to be drinking like over 100 ounces of water a day to drink more water. My water intake is very high. Your water intake might be really, really low. And setting a goal of 120 ounces of water for you if you're only drinking 30 is going to be impossible. So it has to be measurable. The other thing that most people fail at miserably is that they have outcome-based goals. And I don't like outcome-based goals because you're not developing an action plan. And you might have this goal of losing 4 pounds, but what does that actually look like? And I could talk about this forever. I can go into a million different things with this, and I will in upcoming episodes, I promise. But what goes into losing 4 pounds? The outcome is losing 4 pounds, but I want you to start wrapping your head around the idea of setting action-based goals that are conducive to a desired outcome. So in this instance, and I talk about this in the workbook, what actions need to be taking place daily that are conducive to losing 4 pounds, for example? It might be, and this could be a laundry list of things, and this is why goal setting can be complicated, and this is why a lot of people suck at ever reaching their goals. What goes into losing 4 pounds, or 1 pound, or 10 pounds, or whatever? Do you need to be eating more protein every single day? Yes. Okay, now you need to set a specific and measurable amount of protein. 100 grams of protein a day. Perfect. Yes or no? Did I do this today? Did I drink 80 ounces of water today? Yes or no? Did I exercise or move with intention for at least 30 minutes, 5 days a week for the entire month of April? Yes or no? Did I get at least 8 hours of sleep every single night for the entire month of April? Yes or no? All those things are conducive to losing 4 pounds, right? I think what happens is that we set these goals. Like, wouldn't I love to put $30,000 cash into my savings account this month? Hell yeah. I don't have an action plan for that. First, I need to rob a bank. And I could put rob a bank on my to-do list or my goal thing, but I don't have action. I don't know how to rob a bank. I don't know where to begin. I don't know what equipment I need. I don't know who to call. I don't know who's gonna be my getaway car. And that sounds extreme, but that's pretty much what goes into figuring out a goal. Everyone sets goals. Goals are fine. If you're not teasing apart the hairs, if you're not going through that goal with a fine-tooth comb, you're going to realize that there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. There's a lot of work that has to go into achieving that goal. This is why weight loss goals are very hard, because it's like, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. But maybe you're unwilling to do the actions that need to happen in order to lose that crazy amount of weight. Or getting stronger, let's say. How much stronger do you want to be? Is getting stronger for you doing 10 push-ups on your toes? That's not getting any stronger for me. Maybe for me it would be squat 300 pounds this month. And am I willing to put in the work? Am I willing to get under a barbell X amount of times with this progressive outline, X amount of weight this day, X amount of weight and reps this day for the entire month of April? If you're not willing to do the actions that are conducive to the outcome-based goal, then maybe you need to reevaluate your goals. If you figure out that the action plan that's conducive to the overall goal is something that you can realistically stick to and realistically execute, then I think this is a fine goal. Going back to the money thing, save more money, have a set monetary amount of money that you think is feasible for you to save this month, but then that also comes with a no pun intended, it comes with its own cost. Does this mean that you have to skip getting your nails done twice this month? Maybe it means you have to skip Starbucks twice every week in order to have that extra money. Maybe you need to not go online shopping at all this month. Maybe you are going to go online shopping only twice this month and you're only going to spend $100 total, right? Like, there's all these small actions that have to take place in order to reach the overall outcome-based goal. If you decide that you're unwilling to not go to Starbucks this month, then can you find that spare change elsewhere in order to reach your monetary savings goal that you have already listed for yourself? Yes or no? If the answer is yes, if you can do that, then start coming up with action-based goals that will deliver you the saved amount of money, the desired saved amount of money that you have indicated, right? So we can't just say save more money. We have to say save $100. Now break that $100 into how the hell are you going to get there? Same with your water intake. You can't just say drink more water. You can't just say exercise more. Can you measure it? Are you, like, if I were to say I'm going to go for a run every single day, okay, well, I could totally cheat the system and say, and just run to the corner and back. It's like less than 50 feet and say, like, I ran today. No, you need specifics. I'm going to run for at least 30 minutes, 3 times a week, hell or high water. That might be conducive to some overall movement-based goal. It can be whatever. Read more. 1 page more, 10 pages more, 10 pages every single day. You have to be able to write it off on a checklist. Did I do this? Yes or no? So if I said read 10 pages a day, if I only read 8 pages, I did not hit my goal for that day. Maybe you also need to identify the other ways in which you're wasting time. So if you need to find 10 minutes in your day to read, you need to get off of Facebook at 9:50 p.m. instead of 10 p.m. and you need to read your book from 9:50 to 10 p.m. Can you do that? Yes or no? That's a wonderful way to start looking at goal setting. You can't just write stuff down on paper and use the spaghetti method where you're just taking pasta and chucking it at a wall and hoping something sticks. Action plans are like the thing that gets us anywhere. You need an action plan. Like, I'm going to do this. This is how I'm going to do it. This is how much time I'm going to spend doing it. Am I willing to do it? Yes or no? And then you reevaluate as you go. Again, goals like lose 2 pounds. Well, what goes into that? Goals like eat more protein. What does that look like? Run more. What does that look like? Be stronger. What does that mean? Eat more fruit. An apple more, an extra cup of berries. It needs to be specific. These, getting really, really good at setting goals and getting really specific about your actions, getting really specific about the plans, getting really deep with yourself. Is this something you're willing to do? That is going to ensure your progress. That is going to ensure that you are moving towards goals that you care about. Make sure you're willing to put in the work. Tease out those goals and come up with the relative actions, the necessary actions, and ask yourself if that's going to make sense within the context of your month or your year or second quarter of the year, whatever that's going to be. And the last thing I want to leave you with is making sure that your goals are actually obtainable. So it can be very discouraging if you decide that you're going to back squat 300 pounds this month, but you can't even squat 135. That would be ridiculous. You are setting yourself up for failure, and ultimately you're setting yourself up for frustration. So maybe your first goal, maybe you're squatting 95 pounds. A good goal might be like 105 pounds for your back squat. You can also relate this to weight loss. Maybe you're trying to lose 50 pounds. Maybe it's necessary for you to lose 50 pounds. It's not going to happen in 1 month. In fact, I would question what plan you're on and how sustainable your approach is if you're losing 50 pounds in 1 month, but maybe like 8 pounds is really good. If you hit 8 pounds, you're going to feel super motivated and you're going to continue to do those actions as a part of that action plan longer and longer and longer because it's so sustainable, and you're going to feel like you have all these wins under your belt, right? Maybe 10 pounds sounds a bit more doable. It all depends on the person. There's a lot that goes into it, but again, making sure that your goal is obtainable but not such a shoe-in that you're bored, So there's a fine line, and it really just depends on who you are, what kind of person you are. So again, if you're not in the Confidence Project Facebook group, hop on over to Facebook, type in The Confidence Project, and you can hop in on the conversation as well as download that workbook. If you have any questions about your goals, you can email me hello@christinamontalvo.com. And if you still haven't left us a review on iTunes, be sure to do that. I'm also running a challenge until April 4th, 2018. So you have a few days to get into the Confidence Project Facebook group and figure out how you can win in this drawing that I'm doing. Part of that is inviting a friend to the Confidence Project Facebook group and leaving us a review on iTunes. And that's it. I will see you all in the next episode of the Confidence Project podcast.